Clearly, there's some disparity between what's being said on the diplomatic front and what's occurring on the ground. That may reflect some of the discrepancies in the plan for solving the crisis. The World's Alex Gallifant reports.
A peace accord for Georgia and Russia was brokered by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Russia approved that agreement earlier in the week. Georgia did not, until today. In Tbilisi, Secretary Rice stood side by side with Georgian President Saakashvili. She said that Saakashvili agreed to sign the document after she offered, quote, some clarifications from President Sarkozy about the meaning of certain terms.
The president has signed it, and now, with the signature of the Georgian president on this ceasefire accord, all Russian troops and any irregular and paramilitary forces that entered with them must leave immediately.
Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Speaking after that meeting, President Medvedev also voiced support for the ceasefire accord, the original one.
There are still problems. Nevertheless, we have agreed with the President of France, Mr. Sarkozy, how to solve this conflict, and we view this as a sufficient basis for solving the entire conflict.
Sarkozy said today that he expected Russia to sign on to the revised agreement, and some observers say the revisions were necessary. Here, speaking yesterday, is former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski.
That negotiated ceasefire by Sarkozy is a joke. I mean, a first-year student in a diplomatic academy would read that document and realize that it's absolutely full of loopholes. It's an embarrassment.
The original agreement contains six conditions. 1 through 3 cover a basic ceasefire, access to humanitarian aid, and a commitment from both sides not to use force in the future. Points 4 and 5 require Russian and Georgian troops to return to their pre-conflict positions. And condition 6 calls for international talks on the future status of Georgia's breakaway regions, South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Georgia was most likely concerned about two issues, says Celeste Wallander, a security specialist at Georgetown University in Washington. The first was simply talking about the status of the two breakaway regions.
They are within Georgia's internationally recognized borders, and that implies discussing whether those territories should stay within the territorial or internationally recognized territory of Georgia, and that is a non-starter.
Wallander says the other concern was a provision in the original agreement permitting Russia to create so-called zones of security in Georgia.
This is a huge, huge loophole in the agreement that has basically allowed the Russians to continue to pursue military operations and military objectives. It may not be combat operations. They're not engaging Georgian military forces, but Russian forces are operating on Georgian territory outside of those separatist regions.
Again, Secretary Rice said today that Georgia's signing of the revised peace accord means that all Russian forces must withdraw from Georgia immediately. But Celeste Wallander says it's not easy to make such revisions stick.
What tends to happen with these international agreements is they have a logic of their own. Once they're agreed to, once they're implemented, it's very hard then to change them, and they have implications for going forward on negotiations, on status of forces agreements, on political status agreements, and so it's extremely important to try as best you can to get them right. And again, it seems as if in the haste to get some kind of an agreement, there wasn't enough attention to getting it right.
Russian forces remain deep within Georgian territory, and President Medvedev said today that it was unlikely that South Ossetia or Abkhazia could remain within Georgia after the conflict.
Russia is a guarantor of security in the Caucasus, and the region will accept a decision that will reflect unambiguously the will of these two peoples of the Caucasus.
He went on to say that Russia's peacekeeping mandate gives it the right and responsibility to implement the will of the breakaway provinces. Both South Ossetia and Abkhazia have expressed strong ties to Russia. For his part, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili also invoked the will of the people in a verbal attack on Russia.
Russia has lots of tanks, but Russia, no tank is enough to crush the will of the free people. Because freedom's light will never die here.
Strong words, but it's the words on paper that may matter more. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.